the Gemara said that on Omer Aleph, a case of Abba Samayim, you have a canal and people want to draw water, and the Gemara said it's talking in a case where the banks of the canal are less than 3 tefachim, and therefore they're a mokum p'tur. And the shaila is to put things down on the bank after you draw the water, then take them into Rishus HaYochid, and vice versa. So you're transferring from a mokum p'tur to Rishus HaYochid and to a karmelus. So Mara says, the Maisa, you're not allowed to transfer from Rishus to Rishus via a karmelus. The more answer is that's by Rishuyas Deraisa. But Rishuyas Drabanan, you're allowed to. And Tosis points out that laid before and I involved, we had just the opposite. That the Rabbanan were more machmer, in this case, by Rishuyas Drabanan than Rishuyas Deraisa. Just the machlokas asugyas. Both svaras apply in the shaylas. Which svara did the Gemara hold of at the time? So Mar says, "V'harab Yochanan, b'rishuyos drabanan, Amar." V'harab Yochanan holds, even by rishuyos drabanan, that you're not allowed to be machlit, that you can't transfer from one rishuyos drabanan to another rishuyos drabanan derech a makom tour. D'snan, kosol shabein beis chatzeros. Gavoa yutvachim, v'rocha v'arboa, ma'arvin shnayim ve'im ror v'na'echon. We had the Mishnah before. We have a wall between two chatzeros, and the wall is 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide. Then the wall separates them completely, and you can only make two separate eruvim. You can't make one eruv together. Hayu birosho peiros, if there were peiros on top of the wall, so each one is allowed to go up and eat on the wall, because the wall, since it's for tefachim, is not bottled to either rishus. It's a rishus b'fnei atzmo, and therefore, what's it called? Each one can eat the peiros up there. Nifrat zakosol ades ramos marvin shnayim imrotz marvin echad. If the kosol broke down, but less than 10 amos of a break, so then it's a pesach. So now, either you can make two separate eruvim, because there is a wall with a pesach in it, or you can make one common eruv because there's a pesach. Mepeshu kepesach. Yosher mikan, if the breach is more than 10 tamas, so then it's not a pesach anymore. Then the wall's not there anymore. A wall with a breach of 10 amas or more is not a wall. So then, marvin echad, then marvin shnayim. Then they have no choice. They're considered one chatzer, and either they all make an eruv together, or there's no eruv. You can't make two separate eruvim. So the Amorayim looked into this Mishnah, and they said the Mishnah doesn't cover the case where the wall is less than 4 tefachim wide. What would be if the wall is less than 4 tefachim wide? Since it's less than 4 amos, so it's bottled to both rishuyos, and the middle of the case where the wall is intact and it's shared by both rishuyos and it's less than 4 tvachim, so lo yosisbo, meli nema. You can't do anything on top of the wall. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan holds no. Elu malim mikan v'ochlin, ve'elu malim mikan v'ochlin. They're still allowed to bring up to the wall. The wall's a makom p'tur, less than 4 tvachim, and they're both allowed to bring from their chatzer to the top of the wall, but they're not allowed to take from the wall down into their chatzer. So you see that you can't, and they can't bring it to the other chatzer. So you see that you can't be transfer even rishuyos drabonin, because here the whole rishus is only drabonin. And you're taking from makom p'tur into another rishus drabanan, and it's osur, and still it's osur. V'haz de Rabbi Yochanan tameh, Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his reasoning, d'chi osur of dimi, om Rabbi Yochanan, makom shein bo arba, mutl of ne rishus harabim, v'lev ne rishus hayochid l'kativ olav, v'vilvad shelo yachlifu. So the famous, Rabbi Yochanan held that even where the rishuyos that are separated by the makom p'tur are only rishuyos rabbanon, you're still not allowed to transfer from one reshus to the other. So the chora, the case that we had, can't be talking about where the agafim, the what's it called, the banks of the canal are less than 4 tvachim or less than 3 tvachim. Machlokas we saw there, right? Because of makom ptur, because you wouldn't be allowed to transfer. Smart says ahuziriyom. No, that memra was said by Zeiri. That wasn't Rabbi Yochanan himself. Zeiri taka holds that Rabbi Yochanan holds even by Rishuos Rabbanon, you can't be machlif. But the nice our Gemara holds in Rabbi Yochanan not like that. That by Rishuos Rabbanon, Rabbi Yochanan holds you could be machlif. So Gemara says, well, Zeiri kasha. According to Zeiri, why are you going to learn the case of Amasamai? You can't learn that it's talking or you're putting it on the bank, which is a makom ptur, and transferring, because Zeiri holds it even by Rishuos Rabbanon, you're not allowed to transfer. Gemara says, Zeiri mokid la be'amasamayim gufa. Zeiri will say that it's talking not the banks, like we said before, but it's talking taka in the width of the amasamayim itself, right? V'ravdimi tanoyi in Archanami. But Ravdimi says, machlokas tanoyi. To Rashi. V'har of Yochel b'shus Rabbanon could go in base chatzeros. In the case of two chatzeros that have a wall between them, is only Rishuos Rabbanon. And still, Zeiri said that Rabbi Yochanan held, you can't be machlif. Nami omer, glo yachlifu, derech mokum tur. Deko omer, elu malam mikan lakoso, ve'elu malam mikan. Vo adin de moridin. Avo lachluf elo. Each one can bring from his chatzer onto the wall or the wall into his chatzer. But they can't take from the wall into the other chatzer. Since the wall is not 4 tvachim wide, it's not a separate reshus, and both of them, the reshus of both of them is sholed in it. You're not allowed to move anything on top of the wall either. The surely you can't take off from the wall into any chatzar. And you can't take anything from the chatzar onto it. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no. It's a makom ptur, and you could take from each chatzar independently and bring it to the wall, or from the wall to the chatzar, but you can't be mavir from one chatzar to the other there of the wall. This is the end of the question. You see, Rabbi Yochanan holds that you can't transfer even by Rishuos Rabbanan. This wasn't Rabbi Yochanan himself. This was Zeiri in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan. Ravdimi holds, Rav Yochanan would hold by Rishuos Rabbanan that you're allowed to be machlif. Rav says, "Ulaziri kasha, odik tani leil, pachos migimel, meshalshut li umemalei, velekli okbele bagafel, ulahachlif, alma Rishuos Rabbanan machlif and derech makom tur." According to Zeiri, what we explained the case of Amasamayim before, that the three tvachim is not talking about the canal, but talking about the banks. And it's talking about taking from the canal to the bank, from the bank to your Rishus HaYochid, and you're allowed to be machlif, since it's only Rishus Rabbanon. Zeiri can't hold of that. Zmar says, Zeiri mokit luksayadur shibnavil Rabbanon baruch avama samayim gufa. Amri Rabbanon de bishlosh mikri karmelis. Zeiri will have to say the machlokis of shibnavil and Rabbanon is in the canal itself. And whether the canal is a karmelis or not, even if it's less than 4 tvachim. And the Rabbanan would hold that a karmelis, even less than 4 tvachim, is a karmelis. And Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds it has to be 4 tvachim to be a karmelis. And the Gemara says, comes out that that's a machlokas tanoi, Rav Dimi. Yeah. And he'd have to hold that Rav Dimi, what he said, is only according to one Tana. Rav Dimi, domer, ain't karmelis, kusa mitale, tanoi, only goes according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, not according to the Rabbanan. Even if it's not wide enough to be a carmelis, it's less than four tefachim. And according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that doesn't have the dimensions of a carmelis. Or according to the way we learned before, everybody holds that if it's less than four tefachim, it's not a carmelis. But the maisa, it comes from a canal that's much wider before it goes into the chatzah. So why shouldn't it be considered like churei rishus harabim or churei rishus hayachid, which are bottle to that rishus? Same thing over here. These are churei carmelis. They're like holes in the side of a carmelis that have a din of a carmelis, even though they themselves are not four tefachim wide. But they're bottle to a bigger carmelis. Same thing over here. You have a canal, it narrows as it goes into the chatzer, but the part that before it narrows is four tefachim. So this is an extension of that carmelis. That's called chorei. It's an extension of a carmelis. That's what chorei carmelis means. Rashi, the tahavi ki chorei carmelis, hai ama, this canal, afilu lespo shir carmelis. Even if it's not four tefachim wide, litzer should be also mishum chorei carmelis. Ki heri damrim sechah shabbos, chorei rishus harabim, ki rishus harabim v'ami, ki gon kos la'somach rishus harabim, v'yesh bo chor, v'zorek arba amos v'noch sham chayim, t'chashvin en le'an nochad rishus harabim. You have a wall that's adjacent to rishus harabim, and has a hole in it, even though rishus harabim needs tez zayin amma, and all different kinds of shiurim, and the hole for sure doesn't have those, but it's bottled to the rishus harabim. Consider an extension to the Rishus HaRabim, and it's part of Rishus HaRabim. Achinami, hoel v'yesh bo shir carmelis, podim shetikonis liir, since it had a shir carmelis before it entered the city and went into people's individual chatzeros, hashtanami titzer de carmelis asya, de mi carmelis asya. It's an extension of a carmelis, so it should be as a din of a carmelis. Samura says, Abaye Baravin, the Rav Chanina Baravin, Damri Tarvayu, ain't chor in the Carmelis. The Rabbanim were machmer to be considered chorei rishus harabim, rishus harabim, and chorei rishus hayochid, rishus hayochid. But a Carmelis, since it's only rishus Rabbanim, they didn't create the halach of chorei Carmelis by a Carmelis. Could be that chorei rishus harabim is minatora, rishus harabim, and minatora it's rishus hayochid. But in Rishus, the Rabbanim, which anyway is in Rishus, the Rabbanim weren't masakin, a carmelis, to be exactly like Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYochid. Rav Ashi Omer, afilu teima yeshchor in the carmelis. Even if you hold there is such halacha of chorei carmelis. Honey milei b'mismucha. That's where the chorim are mamish adjacent to the carmelis where it has a shear. Hacha b'mufleges. But over here, it's far away from the source where it had a shear, where this guy's chatzer is. So this guy's chatzer has no shear carmelis, and it's very far away from the part of the canal that had a shear. And that's not called chorim. It's an extension only if it's immediately connected to where the carmelis has a shear. If it's not immediately connected, then it's not called an extension. Ravina Omar, kigon do avid lo nifki apuma, ba'azdu rabon le tamayu, rav shim gamil le tamay. Ravina says the case is a different case. It's not a machlokes whether there's a sheer carmelis or not. We said, monashach, if the machlokes is in how wide the canal is, comes out that Rav Vardini said that a carmelis, anything less than four tefachim is a carmelis, is a machlokes tanoi. And the Gemara didn't want to say that. So the Gemara gave the answer of the banks. That's the shilas, a makom tur, not a makom tur. On that, the Gemara said, that's very good according to Rav Dimi, but it's not good according to Ziri. Ziri's going to have to learn the case differently. So first the Gemara said, Ziri will learn the case where it's talking about the canal itself. And in a chanami, the machlokas is whether a carmelis needs four tefachim, less than four tefachim, or less than three tefachim. Right? Is it a carmelis till three tefachim, or a carmelis only till four tefachim? And in Tenachanami, Rav Dimi says, Machlokis Tanoi. Then the Gemara said, L'chor, if that's the Machlokis, that it's talking about the width of the karma, of the Amasanai, and whether it's a Carmelis, L'chor, it should be a Carmelis anyway, because it's an extension to a Carmelis that is here. And that the Gemara says, no, it's too far away. Now the Gemara gives another answer. Where is the Machlokis from Shimon Amliel and the Rabbanim, whether three Tvachim or four Tvachim? It's talking about a different case. the, what's it called, the Amas Hamayim could be, is what you called, but not a Carmelist, according to everybody. That's not the Machlokas. Anything less than four Tochen is not a Carmelist. And it's talking where you put up mechitzas at the end of the chotzer, but you didn't close off the area. You left three Tochen open. So, what's it called? Here, the machlokas is, I mean, you have to, in order for the mechitza to be good over here, it has to close off completely. It's not good enough with a Pesach or whatever, because the maisa, there is already a wall. And that's not good enough. You need a heker. You need a mechitza that's a heker, that it's going for the water, since they were makel of a mechitza kluya helping. So over here, the halachas of mechitza, that anything less than 10 amas is a Pesach, won't work. It has to be closed completely. So you have, like, doors over the canal, and they don't close off the canal completely. There's a space more than three tvachim, but less than four tvachim. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that lavud is four tvachim, it's closed. According to the Rabbanan, that lavud is three tvachim, it's not closed. Since it's not closed, it's not good mechitza. For this, since we're matar and mechitza kluya, it has to be a closed mechitza completely. That's the machlokas. Rashi. Ravina Omar, Hai Shira, the Gimel Vidal, the Rabbanim, Rav Shem Gamliel, Lo Bishira de Amagufa, the Lo Bagafer Lachli. He argues, he says, it's not talking about either case. It's not talking about the banks, it's not talking about the width of the canal. Ela David Lanifki, Motzos. He made doors on the end of the Chatzar where the canal enters and goes out. Apuma Biknisa Vietsia, the Hiskala Machita Somak Lagovela, the Sol Ognela, Mikana Mikan, the Lo Chibra Bemsa, Shua Maim Yachnos and Vyotsim Derech Sham. So they put doors on both sides of the canal, but they didn't close the canal off. The Amri Rabbanan, the Pachas Migimel, Amrin and Lovet, Avo Gimel, Amrin and Lovet, the Rabbanan, the Shitasam, who hold that three Tvach and Mamor is not Lovet. The Asher, the Pirzai, and it's a Pirzai. And again, even though normally a pirtza up to 10 amas is okay, here it's a mechitza kluya, they weren't makel with that. Rav Shimon v'tanei don repair kama pachos mitalet lovet. And Rav Shimon Gamliel goes, but we have in the first parak, that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds all lovet is anything less than four tvachim. We don't hold like that. Ma'aseh, that over here, Rav Shimon Gamliel would hold, since it's less than four tvachim, it's considered closed. Okay. Mishnah. We had this case before, brought down. You have a scaffolding that's above the water. Ain mamalim in any Shabbos. You're not allowed to throw a bucket off the scaffolding, which is Rishus HaYochid, and be mamale from the water underneath, which is a Carmelist. Because you're taking the water from a Carmelist to Rishus HaYochid. Elim came. What you have to do is cut a hole in the scaffolding for tvachim, and then build a mechitza around the hole or around the scaffolding, 10 tvachim high or 10 tvachim down, and then we consider that mechitza as if it extends all the way into the water. And even though it's a mechitza kluya, it's higher than 3 tvachim off the ground, by water that's okay. V'chein shtei gezustros. You have two scaffoldings, one above the other, but not directly above, but staggered. If you made a mechitza for the top one, but not for the bottom one, and there's no eruv between them, so lemaisa, since the bottom one wants to use the top one to what's it called, to be mamale, so it's regular, Asher Bimkoma. Asher's the top scaffolding too, until you make an error between the two of them. Rashi, Elim Kain Oswal Mechitza, Kol Stivel Seho, Osovi Vanek, Yav Dalet Al Dalet, Hachokel Ben Tziosa. You can make the Mechitza, Rashi says, in one or two places. Either around the perimeter of the scaffolding, or around the hole in the middle. The Gur Achis, Amrina Lachsher. And then we say, once the mechitza is 10 tvachim, it extends up and down indefinitely. Alpha Pishit Kluya, even though it's more than 3 tvachim off the ground. Avokof the good, Kechanani ben Akati lo Amrin. But you need a mechitza. you don't consider a straight board as if it's bent over and it also goes down. So the Gemara is going to say, you see, this Mishnah is not like Rav Hanan ben Akavya, who we had before, that you don't actually need mechitzas. All you need is something that you can imaginary consider it as if it's bent over and have a mechitza. Bein nomata mechuberes leguzuz pramitachtela. The mechitza could either be extending down from the bottom of the scaffolding or above. It doesn't make a difference. Once it's sent tvachin, it goes up and down indefinitely. Zulam alamizu, afilu zu shelo kenegitzu. They're not once above on the other one, but it's higher, but it's not directly above it. Uduvach lotim uflekes mekenegta b'meshach hakosel arboa k'ramim digmara. It has to be within four tvachim of the other scaffolding for them to be able to make one eruv together. Shteim asuros l'malos b'nekev v'alyona. They're both usher to use the top hole for filling up their buckets. V'ach yarvo, till they make an eruv between them. V'atachtona b'nekev sholah ein tzarch omar she asura. Domikarmos yisoyot g'mamale. The bottom one for sure is also. Didn't make any mechitza. They're going directly from a Carmelis to a Shushus HaYochid. So there's no mechitza by the bottom one. And even the top one, which has a mechitza, is still Aser, because the bottom one has a derech to the top one, and the Aser is the top one. The Mishnah is not like a Hanani ben Akavya, which we had yesterday. Titania, Hanani ben Akavya Omer, Gizus Tushesh, Badalar al Dalar Amos, Chokik, Badalar al Dalar Tvachim, Mamale. But Hanani ben Akavya said there's a bigger kula. It's not just the Mechitza Kluya, his mutter, but you say Kof and Gurachis. You imaginary, anything that's a plane that has enough to make 10 Tvachim if you'd fold it over. A mechitza, it's considered a mechitza even if it didn't fold over. That already is a bigger kula, which our Mishnah doesn't seem to hold up. And Tosus points out, even though Hanani ben Akavya said his din only by Kinneret, by the Yam of Tveria, because the mice it has walls around it, but the Mishnah's mashma doesn't help anywhere. You need a regular mechitza everywhere, even in Yam of Tveria. So therefore the Gemara is matayi that the Mishnah doesn't go like Hanani ben Akavya. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra, Lohita Rabbi Hanani ben Akavya, Ela B'yama Shol Tveria, Hol V'yesh Lo Ognim, V'ayoros V'karfeifos, Makifis Oso. By the Kinneret, there are actual walls around the Kinneret, either because of the banks are high enough, or because there's plenty of dwelling places that surround the Kinneret and enclose it in Mechitzas. So there, Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya was makel not only to be mater a mechitza kluya, but even an imaginary mechitza kluya. Abu Bishar Nemoslo, but other waters that are a karmelis, without being in a bona fide mechitzas, there he's not mater. There he's makel only mechitza kluya, but not this halach of kof and gurachis. Rashi. You don't need a real mechitza. We consider the plane as if it's bent over. Since there's 10 tvachim to each side. There were three kulas that Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya gave to the people of Tveria. The first one is what we mentioned, that he was matter them to make a scaffolding that had 4 amas by 4 amas with a hole in the middle to be considered a mechitza of 10 tefachim down, and he was matter them to fill up from that scaffolding, even there's no vertical mechitza actually. The tomnim b'hatza, and you're allowed to preserve things.
Insulate.
What?
Insulate.
Who?
Save or insulate.
Yeah, it's not that. Tomni means to preserve it. To put it into something to preserve it. In Ma'atza, we'll see once again what that is. Mistabdin balonatis. And he permitted them also to use a towel. The world discusses each case what it's talking about. The Malamai Migazus Prabhishabis or the Amorat. That he permitted them to use a scaffolding that's 4 amas by 4 amas in place of building a mechitza around the hole, and considering that as if the mechitza was vertical, that we said. V'tomnim ba'otza ma'i, what's this case where they preserve things in otza? D'tanya, hishkim la'avi psoas. Guy got up early in the morning when the dew was still on the plants, and he wanted to go collect psoas to be able to preserve his fruit inside of it. They used to, what do you have in the walls? Insulate their fruit to preserve it inside this insulation. So in the Shvil Sheish Lev Tov, the reason he got up early in the morning, because he wanted wet insulation, wet otza. So then, and since he wants the wetness, the halacha is, it's machsher the fruit, and it's makabel tuma. Because in order for something to machsher the fruit, you have to do it baratza. You have to have das. That's minichale. So I want this thing to be wet. And meila, the fruit becomes wet. It's I wanted wet insulation. So meila, it becomes royal makabel tuma. But the only reason he got up in the morning, not because he wants wet insulation. He'd be very happy if it was dry. But he wants to get up early before he goes to work. He can't wait till the dew dries. So he had to take it wet, not because he wanted it wet, because he wanted to get it early. Because he wanted to do it before he went to work. Then ain't ubechiyuta. Then ain't a chanami, what's it called? He doesn't want it to be wet, and therefore it's not machshir. Rashi. The tomnim peruseim ba'otza, psolus kidneys. Otza is the chaff or the stalks from kidneys. And that's otza, and it's used for insulation, to preserve fruit. The afal pishalokta minasada bashkoma, ba'atal olav, ein machshirnas haperos, kinefarnas lakameh. He was matter them to use this wet material for insulation, and that the pears shouldn't be considered mukhshir, they can't be stored in the kabel tuma, even though they're wet. Because he didn't want tafka, it should be wet. He wanted tafka, he should be able to take it in a time that he wouldn't have to be mavakal from his work. And that was early in the morning when it happened to be wet. But if he would have, if he didn't have work that day, he would have gone in later when it was dry. Alonatis, baggage from his staff, in bulk, is yours with America, it's a towel. Here she gave called him a yom lobby, psalas, blue, I mean, I saw that, the half min bopeos, in the tach miscavin, the hashkin, she wrote, so the noach lobby towel show up, he wants the towel to be there, then it's machsher for food. The hishki watch the hibe, so the reason he got up early is that insulation should still be wet. Then he wants it to be wet, then it's machshir the parents.
What's mistavkin?
Mistavkin means to dry yourself. Actually, yibash ari b'chiyuta. But if it, what's it called, and therefore, until it'll dry, if you put it by the fruit, if the fruit became wet, then makabel tuma. Stam anche tveria, kimishlo yivato mi malato domi. And Rav Chananya ben Akavya said that people in Tveria never get up early in the morning to get preservative, to get insulation for their fruit because it's wet. The reason they get up early in the morning because they don't want to waste time from their work. But they couldn't care less if it's wet or not. And therefore, even though they insulated with this wet material, the peiros are not royal kabel tuma. Anshe Tveria, b'ani malacha hayu. The people in Tveria unusually were working people. Right? They did something unusual. They worked. So the what's it called? So Rav Chananya ben Akavya said that what's it called? That these people obviously are getting early up early, not because they want wet tvua, but because they what's it called? Because they are bali malacha and stam person in Tveria. When he gets up early, doesn't get up early because he wants wet insulation. He gets up early because he wants to avoid having to be mevatel from his work.